Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guest explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
And welcome to A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, and we have a very interesting and timely show today. I will tell you that if you are new to the show and you would like a little more information about me and about my work, you can go to my website at www.spiritalive.com. And for today, we will be looking at your call to greatness as it comes through karmic challenges. Many of you may have noticed over the last month or so in particular that things seem to have gotten a little bit more challenging. There have been maybe more than the usual number of setbacks, or it might feel like there's less support somehow. So in today's show, we are delving into this individual and collective karma, because it's certainly happening on all levels. And in that energy, in this deeper energy, in this karmic energy, you may be hearing a call. You may be hearing a call to use a particular energy or something great that's being called up from inside of you. So I invite you to join in and participate. And I'd like to begin, as usual, with just a little bit of a reflection to help open your mind, your ears, your heart and soul to the information on this show. And I'd like to begin by asking you to just take a breath and be aware of your own body, your own physical body. And in the physical plane existence, also being aware of your connection to the earth, your participation in the life of this earth, knowing that you are part of the earth and the earth is part of you. The karma that the earth is working out is in each and every one of your cells. And your karma, particularly your physical karma, is part of the earth's karma. And taking a deep breath, also I invite you to welcome the support and the energy of the cosmos or the solar system, and noticing your own spirit, that expansive part of you, knowing that these two are connected, that you are part of the greater cosmos, you are part of the solar system, the greater cosmos is part of you. And so too, the karma that's being worked out in the cosmos or the solar system is part of you, part of your karma, and what you are working out individually is a part of the whole karma being worked out in the cosmos. And I invite you now to imagine the challenges in your life, whatever is going on, whatever your current circumstances are. And I invite you to imagine placing them on a table in front of you, just welcoming them, blessing them for today, and knowing that as you contain the experiences of these challenges and this karma, you also contain everything necessary to help resolve it. And so too does this show. And so as we move into the show, I ask that your karma, your challenges be blessed in support of your highest good. with that, I'd like to welcome our guest today, soul level astrologer Mark Borax. He has been my astrologer and my astrology teacher since 1989, so we go back quite a ways. Welcome, Mark, to A Call to Greatness.
Good morning, Vicki, and all the listeners.
I have to say, well, first of all, just by way of introduction, Mark has been doing soul level astrology since 1984, and way before this term became popular. So just to let the listeners know, could you let them know what you mean by soul level astrology?
I see the soul as that part of each of us that came from eternity with a purpose, even when we were conceived, even when we were born. So there's a part of us that has been here before in many other lifetimes and is coming back again this time to do something different, to do something new. And soul level astrology is my method for looking through the birth chart to get down into this all important core place.
And we certainly need that more than ever now. Just when I mentioned the title of this particular show, looking at the great karmic clearing of 2006, a lot of people told me right away, my gosh, I feel better already. So,
yeah.
Just kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm not crazy. It's not just me. I'm not alone out there. So I'd like to start by having you give us a bit of the cosmic weather report. What is going on?
Well, right now we're just a few hours away from a new moon in the first degree of Virgo. And that's going to be happening today's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be happening shortly after noon today. And that's another powerful layer of what's going on here, that basically everything is getting shaken up right now in our personal lives and all over the planet in order to clear away the barriers that have come between us and our deepest truth. And so relationships, jobs, all kinds of structures are being shaken up now. And there's a new moon that's going to be happening within a few hours, which is really an access point where Earth is trying to speak to everybody and shake up the raw life force that we need to get on track.
It seemed very important to me for some reason to actually have you on today. I actually rearranged the schedule. Somehow, I really believe that intrinsically we are in tune with what's going on astrologically, whether we know it or not.
Yes, and this is one of those moments. This whole summer is one of those moments in time where everything is accelerating, and it's very easy to succumb to feeling the ruin and the loss and the defeat of what's happening right now. But at the same time, what's really going on a much deeper level is Spirit is sending us clear messages that it's really time to do what we're here to do.
So how would this look when what we're seeing at the moment is collectively on the planet, we're seeing wars, we're seeing among my clients, they talk about internal wars going on inside them as well as externally. How do we get from what we're seeing, what the evidence suggests, to what Spirit is asking us to do?
By letting the shake-up release the raw magical life force that's deep down inside us that knows that there is a reason why we're here, and that even all the destructive shake-up all around the world in the physical plane is something that we came here to meet with the magic of our souls rather than the flatness of our minds.
The magic of our souls rather than the flatness of our minds. Wow. We aren't trained in this society how to access the magic of our souls.
Yes, and the shakeup is Earth's way of reaching out to us is tapping and igniting that that raw life force within us that is usually so active when we're children, that usually ends up later in life getting frittered away while we rush to meet the world with all kinds of acquired notions of how we need to be. And so the very shakeup, the very collective wars and personal collapses are intended by spirit to shake up that magical inner force of our souls so that we can meet life afresh, so that we can meet life anew. And the disruptions all over the world are necessary because the world's structures have fallen into place at the expense of our inner magic.
Aha. At the expense. So what is it about now? For example, ever since I've been involved in, you know, at all in the realms of astrology, there have been all sorts of various events, grand crosses, different kinds of conjunctions, all sorts of events that were designed to shake something up. You know, people talked about moving into the age of Aquarius. What's different about this one?
Well, what's different about this one is many layers of timings have all come together, and there's different ways of looking at it. We're still in the 25-year-long period known as the Harmonic Convergence from 1987 to 2012, and that's designed to really sweep away a whole old way of living that no longer is viable. And so there's one layer that's going on, which is very connected to the Age of Aquarius beginning, which is that each person gets to follow their own inner truth, and the world collectively can move forward. When those things quicken, when the need for evolution asserts itself on that deep of a level, it's a guarantee that everything in the way of that evolution has to shake, has to come up, has to get in our face. And many other timings, such as Pluto moving on the galactic center for 2006 and 2007. People can read about this on my website, which is markborax.com, markborax.com. I talk at length about this timing that we're in right now. There's so many things going on that come down to this summer, Jupiter and Saturn doing a dance, and then at the end of August, Saturn and Neptune doing a dance. What that all boils down to is that something that we've glimpsed at many times within the last 40 years in terms of the world actually coming together and cluing in that we're here to do something besides fight and kill each other and live in fear, but there's actually a new existence that we can claim. The truth of that coming through is shaking up everything in the way of it. And so wars and earthquakes and tidal waves and floods and hurricanes and famines and personal devastations do very much seem to be increasing, as I take that as a sign that the evolution that wants to happen is getting through the world body, which is the thing that really needs to change.
One of the things I will never forget, Carolyn Mace always talks about when your life falls apart and things are such a mess, messy in a way that you would never, ever do that yourself, she says, stop, take a breath, and smell God. And it's like something greater is happening. Something's happening within us, something divine is happening. And I've always remembered that when things got really rough. Take a good sniff. Take a good sniff. So we have a lot more to talk about, and you are also welcome to call in. So I invite you to call in, and if you'd like to get a mini reading or to get a little sense of your own kind of timing or something that Mark could offer you, call in at 866-472-5795, and we will be right back with you on A Call to Greatness.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness, where we are talking today with Mark Borax about the great karmic clearing of the summer of 2006. And we left you sniffing. We left you smelling God. And so coming kind of back to this feeling, one of the things that I always wonder about is why some people seem more affected by these times than others.
Yeah, basically we all have signed karmic contracts to incarnate at this time, and yet we all have past lives as well, and depending upon what we did in those past lives, there are energies set in motion that make it more or less challenging to be alive at a time like this when so many things are getting shaken up. Some people are getting sucked under the shakeup, and other people are surfing. It's like surfing a tsunami. And so massive waves of energy are being released right now. And the very same force that could kind of make us feel shipwrecked and drowning is also, if you can kind of just get on top of it, which sometimes requires action and sometimes requires a perceptual shift, then the very same forces that could suck you under, you can end up surfing. But a lot of that has to do with who we've been in past lives and what we've brought in here to accomplish this time around.
Well, I would describe my own experience, for example, as somewhere in the last month, some of the things that have mattered most to me felt like the energetic support that was helping me hold up what mattered disappeared.
Yeah.
And it's really taken me a while to kind of keep having to bring myself back up so I can hold it up and then kind of lose it. And then I keep coming back and like, whoa, no, I've got to keep this going.
Yes, and that's what I'm calling the karmic clearing or karmic cleansing process. It's like we're all in the rinse cycle, and you know, you get saturated and then you get spun and wrung out, and okay, I released that whole layer and whoops, now here comes the next. And my experience is very similar. My life has been bombarded by changes in just about almost every single area that it could be, in major ways. There's been trauma, there's been loss, there's been devastation, there's been surges of things, but it seems as if on a deeper layer underneath it, my soul is waking up, I'm getting excited, my life force is being released, as if it's just been kind of, it's almost like I've been a caged animal for years now, and the very same traumas or crises that have been attacking me are shaking up this force that's deep inside me, and I'm feeling that I have much more on an inner level now to face these things with.
Mm-hmm. So given that, how do you, when you do readings, when you work with people, how do you help people learn to surf this?
Well, basically when I'm speaking with you in my 90-minute soul-level astrology sessions, which is the main work that I do, I'm studying your chart ahead of time for a few hours, and I'm making little shorthand notes so that I'm studying where you've come from, what you were doing in past lives, what you've come back to do, what could get in the way of that, and how to meet it. Then I'm laying over that the layer of what the timings are right now. And so basically I'm sitting down with you and helping you strip away the unconscious parts of the patterns that you get caught up in and free the deep life force that's down at your core. And I help you paint the picture of what that would look like, what that is, how to really do that.
Wow. So I know, for instance, in my last reading with you, there were a number of things that came up. And we're talking about a year and a half ago that I did this reading, and there are things that I'm still leaning on, like remembering my real nature, who I am at that deep level, and what I can keep calling on over and over and over and over again, that my main frequency, if you will, is the spirit frequency, and to just keep calling on that over and over and over again. What wants to happen here? And then another thing that you said at the time was that I was stepping into something, but I didn't have all of the information yet. It's like there was a kind of a chi and a capacity and a information that wasn't all in yet. And that was very, very helpful to me, because I could stop trying to pretend that I had all of the information and I could really work with what I had. And those were just a couple of examples. I know for me, every time I do a reading with you, it's like it shakes something else loose at a very, very core level. And the other thing that I find that I want to highlight, Mark, is that you have an ability to do this reading on so many levels at the same time. Talking to someone's mind, talking to someone's soul, talking to someone's body. It's like there's a visceral quality about your readings as well as a very practical quality. And it seems to me like this is an important skill to learn as part of surfing what we're in.
Yeah, I try and model. And by the way, people can reach me if you want, or if you're interested in setting up a session, you can reach me at 1-888 Sky Soul. That's 1-888 SKYSOUL. Or you can email me via my website, which is markborax.com. That's markborax.com. And the thing that I do when I'm working the sessions is I'm using every possible means at my disposal to not only give a person information, but to model their future. It's as if I've absorbed your soul. I've absorbed what your inner nature is telling me, and I become that in a certain way during the session. So it's kind of like a karmic theater production where we meet in a sacred space, even by telephone, and ritually enact your destiny in a way that can help you get through the barriers.
So Is this something that can help people, this the idea behind mentors, behind how we can be with each other? Like, what happens if somebody's feeling lost and battered around and gotten sucked under, as you say, by this karma? How do we get back on track?
Part of that is to just renew our acquaintanceship in the planetary global village. Many of us have known each other in earlier lives. The roles were different in those lives, perhaps. And there's a commonality that's deep inside all beings all over the planet. And when we meet in sacred space, which is how I do my sessions, we're also renewing our acquaintanceship in this planetary village, in this multidimensional time frame where we've known each other, many of us, before. We'll know each other again after this life is over. And now we're kind of celebrating and renewing and touching in with each other just the way people might sit in a village in a circle at a sacred moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, I think it is so important to actually create sacred moments in the midst of everything that's happening.
And we recognize each other in those sacred moments.
Mm-hmm.
We get to drop into the deep part of us that already knows that there is a way through the darkness, the challenge, the nightmare, the sense of insufficiency, the sense of fear, the trapped feelings of limitation and conditioning. There's a way through those, and we get to acknowledge those with each other.
Yeah. Really, really important to acknowledge that and help each other through these times. So I encourage you, if you have comments, questions, would like a mini reading, to call in at 866-472-5795. And we'll be back with more in just a moment with Mark Borax right here on A Call to Greatness. Stay with us and don't hesitate to call.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. And I'm here today with Mark Borax, soul-level astrologer. And again, if you are interested in doing a session with Mark, which I would highly, highly recommend, his website, www.markborax.com, that's markborax.com, or you can call him toll-free, 888 Sky Soul, SKYSOUL, and I love that. How'd you get that number? That's so appropriate for you.
It took me a while to figure out all the permutations.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So one of the things that I was thinking about last night is, how does it work when either someone is born or a project is born during a time like this of such karmic clearing?
Well, people that are being born right now have really arranged ahead of time to be of use. I think they're kind of world bridgers. I see this amongst the very younger generations right now. I have a son who's just turned 3 years old. It's my first child. And I've been noticing a lot amongst the younger children right now, which is they're already in the new and they're leading us forward. They don't have as much time to waste with the hang-ups of their parents. I mean, you know, my boy, his name is Sky, S-K-Y. He is just really leading me forward. And people and projects that are beginning right now, I think, have a strong foot in the new, even though things are getting shaken up all over the world, and it's easy to feel the loss and the sense of ruin or danger. At the same time, there feels to be this really brilliant energy, this bright light, this evolutionary force that's streaming through, and people in projects who need that are the ones that are coming through right now.
So what I hear you say a lot, and I've heard you say in various ways in this show, is that you're not saying don't feel the loss. You're saying don't get caught in it. Like, what I love about the way that you do astrology is it's not just get up and out of everything, but stay with it, be part of what's happening here on Earth, and transform it, and get on top of the waves.
Yes, I fully believe that the purpose of humanity is to come in rather than get out. I don't think we're here in order to transcend the heaviness and the devastations of the physical plane. I think we're here in order to bring the inner force of our souls to deeply engage with everything in the physical plane, in which way we transform it. So I use the stars as a way to get down to Earth rather than a way to get out of here.
Yeah, we are here. We did come here. And we'll get out of here soon enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when, say, if someone comes to you for a reading now, is one of the things, can you help look at what their timing is around this particular clearing, how long they can expect it to last, that kind of thing?
Yes, that's one of the things that astrology is very good at, is the time layers as to what cycles of the soul are going on in your life right now, and how to deal with the intensity, how to move through what's happening with a combination of inner vigilance and alertness, and also a sense objectively of when is it all going to shift, when is it all going to change.
And why, in your view, is it important to know this information? Since we're sort of doing it anyway, why does it matter that we know it?
Basically, when everything is going perfectly, there's still a need to check in with the soul-level astrology, because the picture that we hold of ourselves can often use refining, or somebody else coming along and really helping boost our skills. Like your show, A Call to Greatness, each of us are giants of the soul.
Right.
If you could really track with your energy field, each of us are giants. We have this cosmic nature, this eternal, limitless, gigantic sphere of influence But we're born into a time in world history, a place in Western civilization, families that tend to reduce our sense of self until we sort of squeak around like these little pygmies running on the surface of the world. And the soul level astrology can be so effective in hooking a person up with their own limitless nature.
Yeah. I went both directions with my work in astrology, remembering my own sense of greatness and tapping into that nature, that limitless place. The other thing that happened for me was I found out why I have to fall into some of the traps I have to fall into. And so I found I didn't try to avoid things as much as I was. I was like, oh no, I don't want to fall into that trap. Don't do it, don't do it. And so I was holding back. When I actually had a sense of, oh, here's what the traps are, and I can't resolve all of my karma without falling into them.
Karma is interesting that way. It doesn't work that we have certain difficult karmas from past lives. We come back again in this life and we handle everything perfectly and move forward. The way karma works by necessity is that we continue to repeat dissatisfying, dysfunctional patterns that we had in past lives, and until we fall into the beginnings of the repeat performance, things don't heat up enough for us to be able to transform the karma. And so just like an actor who's rehearsing scenes over and over again, we come back to the things that didn't work fully earlier, but this time we're asked to bring a little more consciousness into play. And if we do that, we begin to resolve our karma. So karma by itself means we do have to repeat some of the same stupid patterns that didn't work last time. People do this a lot in love relationships,
mm-hmm.
where it seems like you're in a new relationship and it's totally different than the earlier ones that didn't work so well. And then further along the line, it turns out to be not totally different, but in fact, in some ways, kind of nauseatingly similar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because we're just these stupid masochistic beings who are out to ambush ourselves. That's because until we recreate a sufficient amount of what previously did not work right, we don't have the raw clay, we don't have the raw material to dig our hands in and dig our consciousness in and begin to make new forms.
So what is it that, like for you, how do you encourage people to access that raw clay, access that life force, access that thing that will help you start to create new ways to shift the pattern?
Well, it's a combination of things. I use every trick in the book to try and jumpstart a person's core nature. And sometimes they need certain words from me that just kind of bombard the soul and blow away the conditioning and just blow away the layers and open the soul. Other times it's more of pointing out what the real gift is that's inside the old repeat pattern. That there's a new story. If you can really help people refine and transform the stories that they're usually unconsciously telling themselves in their head, then you can affect real change and you can release that bright life force that knows, like a child, that every moment we're transforming and nothing is quite as doomed or stuck or fated as it might appear to be to the limited surface mind.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is quite as stuck as it appears to be. So if any of you are feeling especially stuck or fated or doomed, I would really encourage you to contact Mark for a reading to get some very specific information about your life, your pattern, your timing, and what's moving and transforming in the midst of that. So again, MarkBorax.com is his website, and the phone number 1-888-SKY-SOUL You can also call. We're coming down to, we don't have a whole lot of time left in the show, but you can also call in for a mini reading to get an experience of how Mark works here on the air. So that is still an option open to you, and the number to call right now is 1-866-472-5795. So if you wanted to give any encouragement right now to listeners who are kind of pondering, who are kind of thinking not only about maybe calling you, but are just struggling in their lives and like, what can they do today? Is there any encouragement or words of wisdom that you can offer them?
Today, because there's a new moon, and within a couple of hours from right now, there's a new moon that's going to happen. That degree of one Virgo has to do with the eruption of a volcano, and basically, let the inner life force within you bubble up and erupt and spill over anywhere. Let yourself be too much. Let yourself be more than enough. Let it be that that inner force that's trying to erupt in you happens. And yes, it will shake things up, but know that there's something deeper that will not get shaken, that will come to life and assist you.
Great. We will let you ponder that for a moment, and when we come back for the final segment, you have one last opportunity to call in. But again, if you are at all moved to schedule a session with Mark, markvorax.com or 1-888-SKY-SOUL, and we'll be right back with you on A Call to Greatness.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Adding fractions is nothing.
For real?
Look, these are denominators. You multiply this one so that it's the same as that, then you add them up.
Man, that's easy.
Charles Bennett dreamed of returning to the old neighborhood as a teacher, but without money for college, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A message from the UNCF and the Ad Council.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness, where we are speaking today with Mark Borak, soul-level astrologer, about the great karmic clearing of the summer of 2006. We are moving into the last segment, and we do have a couple of callers, so I'm going to jump right to them. And I want to welcome Sharon from Greenland, New Hampshire. And Sharon, welcome to A Call to Greatness. And Sharon's birthday, 2/19/47. So, Sharon, what is your question, comment for Mark? Sharon, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Now
yeah.
You're with us. There
oh.
You are.
Hi, Sharon.
Part of that karmic clearing. Welcome, Sharon.
Yes, just have to clear the throat
mm-hmm.
chakra there.
Mm-hmm.
I am just wondering what Mark sees for me, because I am going on a road trip in search of my new phase of life.
Wow.
What a great way to do it.
what I'm seeing here is that you're in the process of a tremendous burst of a new life that's going to overthrow your old structures, your old restrictions. And what you're being asked to do most right now is to make way, to open the space so that kind of a wild momentum can take charge. You're being asked to trust your gut level instinct that there's a momentum that's already happening, and all you have to really do is just tap it and tune in with it, and it's going to lead you exactly where you need to be.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a little scary, as you might imagine, at 60, to say, okay, I'm selling my house of 18 years, putting my stuff in storage, going on a road trip that will end somewhere in Arizona, probably
oh,
Phoenix
good.
Or Tempe,
mm-hmm.
and from there, somebody better tell me what to do.
Yeah, and I think that you're going to find that the main advice that I can give you is you're releasing your life in New England, you're heading to the Southwest. It's going to give you what you need, but try and keep completely unattached to what that is, because you may find out it's something a bit different than what part of you might be wanting or imagining. And if you can know that you're doing the right thing now and kind of linger in that space of unknowing, what Alan Watts calls the wisdom of insecurity, what you are doing is going to succeed.
We call it liminal space.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes. Yeah, you're going exactly where you need to go, and you may find out after you get there that there's something else waiting for you other than what you might be thinking. So just stay vigilant, stay with the moment-by-moment truth, and let that show you something. It's going to bring through something to you that is exactly what you need.
Terrific.
And
well, that's great reinforcement.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
That's great reinforcement. And since I'm only 7 days away from the move, it was well needed.
Great.
Good. I'm happy to be able to meet with you this way.
Best
yeah,
of luck and have a great trip, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Give my regards to New England. That's where I grew up.
Oh, well, I'm answering my call to greatness, and it's
okay.
Taking me away.
Excellent.
Take care, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Thank
have a great
you for calling.
Vision quest.
And we have another caller, Pat from Boston, with a birth date of 7/6/50. Pat, welcome. We have
thank
a few
you.
Minutes remaining. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat.
Thank you. It's a wonderful show. I've listened to all your shows from beginning, so
wow,
each
you.
Week is wonderful.
Thank you.
What's
your question for Mark?
My question is, I don't know where I'm headed in the future, in the sense of I will be leaving my company after working for 28 years. My job has been eliminated. And I'm trying to balance being, you know, dealing with the feelings surrounding that and getting in touch with my inner joy and the things that I can offer to this world. So I'm just wondering what you see is next.
Yeah, the best thing that I can do to help you prepare for the future is to remind you you were born in the year of the tiger. And when all the old structures are dissolving and crumbling, also be aware that there's a hoop that's being held up, and as a tiger, you're being asked to leap through that. So at the same time that security systems are being kind of dismantled, you're being asked to surrender to the inevitability that form that you've been following would no longer have served you, even if you could have kept it in place. On one level there, you're being asked to surrender gracefully, but on another level, you're being asked to muster up this hunger and this yearning and this kind of tigerish life force in you to just make a bold leap towards something new.
Okay. One of the patterns that have developed is sometimes I have a hard time with big changes.
Yes.
I have a hard time embracing them.
Yes, and the reason why is because you're still clearing some karma from a past life, and what you're being asked to do is to really confront yourself on a deep inner level and get it that you're here for something much more than following along everybody else's footsteps.
Okay.
You're being asked to look at yourself in a deep reckoning and get how strong and powerful you are. You don't need to get caught up in the fear and the limitation.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught up in this. That's why I wanted help to get back on track.
Yes.
I wonder about the idea of even getting a hoop, setting it up, you know, so it's stable for you, getting a hoop and actually jumping through it, like literally.
That's a good idea.
Doing the tiger thing and jumping through it and beginning to feel that in your body.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that you can do like that to bring it right down into a visceral, physical, here and now moment. You're big. The tiger is very big, and you've been confined in many ways to structures that were a bit too cramped. And
mm-hmm.
What's happening right now is you're getting uncramped.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting uncramped, and I know that the mind races to say, yes, but, how am I going to do this now? And those things do need to be addressed, but they can be addressed from a deep part of you that's really feeling joyous and like you're being set out of a cage. Try and keep that energy going. Try and keep that part of it alive.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I do find it very, very interesting how quick we are to feed the energy of insecurity and how difficult it seems to be for a lot of us to continuously feed the life force we need to actually get us through.
Yeah, and we're limitless beings having an experience of limitation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a dance between the parts of me that go into fear and restriction and limitation.
Mm-hmm.
And the parts of me that are just cosmically expanded, that are just totally loving this particular ride. And sometimes I need friends and I need other people and I need support systems and I need music and I need to play music and I need my little 3-year-old boy to remind me that there's a whole magical underlevel of what's going on here, and we can sort of push off of ourselves the old dead skin of the limited thinking.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought up creativity. That need for friends, creativity, anything that builds and replenishes our soul in the midst of all this work. And I want to, again, encourage all of you to take advantage of Mark's skill, his gift, and his being. And I really encourage you to check out the website at www.markvorax.com and or give him a call at 1-888-SKYSOUL, SKYSOUL. His astrology readings are 90 minutes, but they will hold you for quite a while. That I can guarantee you. They'll hold you for a while. It's a comprehensive reading. And I can think of no better time, as he was able to do with Pat and Sharon in just a couple of minutes. Imagine 90 minutes of that kind of assistance. So I want to really encourage all of you. And again, any final words of encouragement here for listeners as we wrap up today's show, Mark?
Yes, let's get together and reacquaint ourselves in the global village. We each have a magical piece of the whole puzzle, and by showing up on a deep level, we can bring our peace all together.
Bring our peace all together. That is collective greatness. And I want to thank you, Mark, for joining us today on A Call to Greatness. It's been a very helpful and inspiring show. Thank you so much for being part of this.
My pleasure, Vicki.
And I want to encourage all of you to join us next week when we look at building soul stamina. So it's a continuation, really, of a theme. So join us again next week on A Call to Greatness. Check out the archives. Blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.